Tunnel to Towers Foundation is an incredible opportunity for people to get behind supporting those who have fallen in the line of duty. And we see the Tunnel to Towers Foundation incorporated for firefighters, for police officers, and certainly for those who have worked in the military. And so we wanted to highlight this and certainly give you the heads up, because there are still opportunities for you to participate in this annual event. The Port 5 National Association of Naval Veterans is hosting their inaugural Tunnel to Towers 5K, and it is going to happen right here in Black Rock Harbor in Bridgeport later on this month. Joining us for more information, Brian Turco is here, the executive officer of Port 5 National Association of Naval Veterans. Brian, tell us why Tunnel to Towers is such an important event for those of you with Port 5.
Well, Melissa, once again, I'd like to thank you for having me on again. And, well, you know, Tunnel to Towers is an organization that was born out of 9/11 in New York City, obviously. And it's really grown into this large, well-run, well-funded organization, with 95% of the money that they raise goes back to the organizations that they support, including Gold Star families, disabled veterans. They build handicap accessible houses for them. Obviously, first responders, fallen first responders and their families, they come in, they pay off mortgages for these people who lost their lives in the line of duty. And they're getting really big into veteran homelessness right now. And that's what really got myself and Port 5 involved in this, is the veteran homelessness, because we don't believe that veteran homelessness should be in the same sentence.
I couldn't agree with you more, Brian. Absolutely. And so this 5K that's coming up October 19th, you still have a couple opportunities out there. So you have opportunities for people to actually participate in this, correct?
Well, we do. If you go on to the Port5USA.com website, there's a link on there to sign up. It's all over our Facebook page. There's posters everywhere. You can go on the Tunnels to Towers site, t2t.org, and sign up. We have almost 300 participants already. We're expecting 400. And we want as many people to sign up, because this is a wonderful organization that Port 5 is supporting.
And of course, if you can't run, Brian Turco, there are opportunities for you to at least support this event, correct?
Yes. We're still looking for sponsorships. We have plenty of sponsorship opportunities. We're at $48,000 in sponsors money raised so far.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is a total grassroots effort. I can't believe the support that I've gotten from the community, that Port 5 has gotten from the community. You could also volunteer, or you could just go on and to the Tunnels to Towers site and donate. It's $40 to sign up for the race. So if you want to get a really nice t-shirt with all the sponsors on it, you could just come down and hang out after the race. We got Simple Gym playing outside in the parking lot. We have plenty of food vendors, which everything is for free as long as you sign up for the race.
Let's talk about something that you just highlighted, Brian Turco, who again is the executive officer for Port 5 National Association of Naval Veterans, you know, located right here in Black Rock. You were talking about the importance of kind of closing that gap when it comes to homelessness and our veterans. And what I love about this opportunity for people to either donate or participate in this annual 5K is that you're really benefiting the veterans that are all across the state of Connecticut, correct? I mean, let's really help people to understand the situation we're in right now, and how many veterans are really finding that they are struggling to find secure housing, to you know, find secure jobs, things of that nature when they come back after service.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, that is an ongoing problem, and it's not getting any better. I have been in touch with Tunnels to Towers and quite a bit over the last year, obviously planning this race, and I've talked to quite a few people there about trying to get them to look into the veteran homelessness problem that's in Connecticut. You know, they didn't think there was one, because everybody thinks Connecticut is such a rich state, but it's, you know, there's always a tale of two cities in Connecticut, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the rich side, and then there's everybody else. So they are actively looking in Connecticut now to build what they do, especially down south where there's more land available. They'll buy a tract of land and they'll build like cluster housing. So all the veterans that are homeless or disabled, they can live and support each other in a community, or they'll take over an old hotel and renovate it. Well, they're starting to look at that in Connecticut now.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's so when we talk about raising money, where will the money go? Like, what will Tunnel to Towers Foundation, what will they do, you know, with this money that we raise for the upcoming 5K?
Well, I can give you one specific example that was very close to home when those two police officers in Bristol, you know, basically got murdered 2 years ago.
Yeah, the ambush attack, sure.
Yeah, correct, 100%. Tunnel Towers went up and paid the mortgages off on at least one of those officers' homes. I don't know about two, but I know they did one.
I believe they did for sure. I want to say for the officer whose wife and children were left behind, I believe. I don't know if they did it for Alex Hamsey's family. I don't know if they were in that situation where they needed it done. But yes, I do know that. I agree. Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to make it sound like they didn't do something, but that's what they do. You know, there was a first responder in Milford a couple of years ago, same situation. There was mm-hmm. one in Norwalk, and they do this all across the country. Obviously in New York City, you know, a police officer down there from Brooklyn got murdered a few months ago, and they came in and they paid off, you know, that person's mortgage. You know, if they have a family left behind, a spouse, young children, they will take care of them. And that's, to me, I don't think there's much between the first responders and the veterans that they're supporting. This is the best organization out there.
Mm. Dustin Demonte. I couldn't think of his name. And I was like, wait, what is that? That's it. Yes. Yeah. Dustin Demonte's family. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty incredible. So, again, if you want to get involved with this, where do people go, Brian, if they want any more information and to participate in the event coming up October 19th?
I would say the best place to go is to go to the Port 5 website, port5usa.com, because everything is on there. Everything that Port 5 does and the Tunnels to Towers, there's a link right there directly to it. And then you can go on and you can donate on there. You can sign up on there. You can do a sponsorship on there. We want as many people as possible to sign up so we can continue to raise money to support Tunnels to Towers.
Brian Turco, Executive Officer for Port 5 National Association of Naval Veterans. Thank you so much. We always appreciate hearing what you guys are doing and ways that we could support you and the many veterans in our listening area across Connecticut. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, Melissa. And you owe me a trip down to Port 5.
I do. And I actually think I have to double check with our work events because I know there is a major work event for Connoisseur Media that same day. What time is the race on the 19th? Because my husband and I might be able to run it before I go to my next event.
The festivities start at 8 a.m. The race kicks off at 9. I would get there a little early because parking's going to be tight because you have to park on the street.
Okay.
But we're having a whole pre-race ceremony. We got the Connecticut pipes and drums coming down. We have the Port 5 Color Guard. And I can guarantee you this will be one of the loudest starts to a race. That's going to be a little surprise for the people that anybody's ever been involved with.
Well, Brian Turco, I might see you there, and I certainly do owe Port 5 a visit, and we will definitely coordinate off the air. I would love to do that. Thank you so much. Always appreciate you.
Thanks for supporting us, Melissa. Take care.
Of course. Yes, absolutely. Brian Turco, again, the Executive Officer for Port 5 National Association of Naval Veterans here on WICC.